Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The first chapter of Matthew is a chapter of names. There are 17 verses of names, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. The chapter ends, however, with 2 particular names, Jesus and Emmanuel. Bob Danker has joined us again as we look at Matthew chapter 1 in this new life study. We've begun just our second week now. We're starting today. Bob, thanks for joining us. This is really an enjoyable portion ahead, isn't it?
Yes, Chris. It's really a delight to be with you today as we present to our listeners this wonderful matter of the name Jesus and the name Emmanuel.
Bob, one of the main items in Matthew 1 is the name of Jesus, as we've been saying. The angel tells Joseph in verse 21, "And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." There's a very precious old hymn, Bob, that begins, "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear." The name of Jesus does have the capacity for all of this and even much more, doesn't it?
Yes, Chris, as we will see in this message, the name of Jesus is an all-inclusive name that brings us into the experience and the enjoyment of all the riches of what Jesus is to us.
Bob, I'm looking forward to listening to Witness Lee on this program. It's one he gets very animated in, full of enjoyment, and I think it's infectious. It will spread to us and all of the listeners as well. Let's join Witness Lee.
Surely, Matthew 1 is a chapter of names. In chapter 1 of Matthew, so many names. But the last 2 names are more than wonderful. And you know, what are these last 2 names? Jesus and Emmanuel. This name Jesus includes 3 elements. 3 atoms. Number 1, it includes the name Jehovah. The name God in Hebrew means the Mighty One. God the Almighty. But the name Jehovah in Hebrew means I am. And a little bit more, I am that I am. And this verb to be, am, means not only to be at the present time, but to be in the past, and to be at the present time, and to be in the future forever. Only God is the eternal one to be. He is the one that is to be. I am that I am. Well, you may ask, Lord, what are you? You told me that your name is I am. Then what are you? The answer will be, whatever you need, I am. It is just like a signed blank check. A check signed yet with the amount space blank. Do you need the light? Okay, he is the light. Do you need the life? Okay, he is the life. Do you need the power? Okay, he is the power. Do you need the wisdom? Okay, he is the wisdom. Do you need the holiness? He is the holiness. Do you need the righteousness? He is the righteousness. What do you need? This is just one of the 3 items included in this wonderful name, Jesus. The wonderful name, Jesus, is too rich. The first item is, I am that I am, is I am what you need. And the second item is, in this name, you have the Savior included. He is the Savior. the Savior that saves you from all negative things, from your sins, of course, from the hell, from God's judgment, from the eternal condemnation, from everything that is negative, anything that you hate. You hate your temper, don't you? Do you love your temper, or you hate your temper? If you love your temper, Jesus would not save you. Anything that you hate, surely Jesus will save you from that one thing. He is the Savior. And number three, He is not only the Savior, but also the salvation. He Himself is the salvation. My, the name of Jesus is so rich. Probably even we, the believers, just don't know how much we need to be saved. Oh, day by day, hour after hour, even moment after moment, we have something that we need to be saved from. The growth of life on the passive side is to get into the riches of what Jesus is. This is passive.
Bob, I think he's right. Probably we don't have any idea of how much we really need to be saved, do we?
That's right.
Let's talk for a minute about how we can experience this kind of moment-by-moment saving. The Lord's name, Jesus, is a very real, a very present means of contacting Him, the person behind the name. Bob, what do we know about the name Jesus, and how does saying this help us to experience the Savior and even Him as the one who is salvation?
Well, the name Jesus, in Greek, it's the same as the name Joshua in Hebrew in the Old Testament. And this name, as Witness Lee pointed out so well, includes three wonderful items. The first thing included in this name is Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah. He is God. And He is God in a very wonderful way. He is the one who was in the past. He is the one who is today. And He is the one who always will be. He is the I Am. He is I Am that I Am. And I love what Brother Lee said here. He said, "You may ask Him, then, Lord, what are You?" And He will tell you, "I'm whatever you need. Do you need love? I'm love. Do you need life? I am life. Do you need light? I am light. Do you need holiness? I am holiness." And you can make a long, long list of all that riches of what Jesus is to us. And all these riches are included in this wonderful name. So the way to be saved is simply to enjoy the person of Jesus. And this person is available to us to contact Him, to receive Him, to enjoy His unsearchable riches just through His name. Whenever we say the name Jesus, O Lord Jesus, we touch this person.
Bob, this is one of those landmark realizations, I think, in the Christian life, when we realize the person is the item, rather than seeing all of these sought-after spiritual items as something separate or independent of Him. The key to the package, whereby the person and the item come as one thing, is really as simple as His name, isn't it?
Yes, Chris, you're absolutely right.
Let's go back to Witness Lee, Bob.
This name is now above every name. This is for sure. No name is so high, so highly exalted as Jesus. Regardless you hate Jesus, or you love Jesus, regardless you are for Jesus, or you are against Jesus, history tells us in the past 2,000 years, everybody recognizes that the name of Jesus is the highest name. It's an extraordinary name that is above all names. And this name is also for us to be saved. There is no other name given on this earth, in this universe, for us to be saved. There's only one name that is given purposely for us to be saved. We are saved in the name of Jesus. today as a believer. Whatever we believe in, whatever we do, whatever we are, whatever we act, we must be in the name of Jesus. All the time. All the time, don't forget the name of Jesus. This is a sweet name. This is a rich name. This is a powerful name. This is a name so available. And this is a name exalted. And this is a name honored, respected, even feared by the enemy. This is for sure. Satan just hates this name. The early people, they attacked this name. Eventually, in Acts, like chapter 4, we are told that the Pharisees, the council of the Jewish religion, charged Peter and John again and again, "You can preach in the Bible, but don't preach in the name of Jesus." Satan hates this name. Why? Because the Savior, the salvation, all in all, is in this name. Satan knows God's salvation, God as the Savior, is all together in this name. The more we say Jesus, the more we preach Jesus, I tell you, the more people get saved. And this is why Satan hates this name. We have to suffer for this name. The apostles, after being persecuted, they were rejoicing. They felt so happy that they were worthy of suffering for this name. Isn't this wonderful? We all have to learn the lesson how to suffer for the name of Jesus. And today, we shouldn't deny the name of Jesus. You know, the appraisal from the Lord Jesus to the church in Philadelphia was that they didn't deny the name of the Lord. We should deny every name, but we should keep the name of Jesus. We have to tell people we don't belong to any person. We don't belong to any sect. We just belong to Jesus. Jesus is the only name that we own.
Bob, that really is something. Even the disciples, the apostles, they could preach the Bible all they wanted, but they had to. They were at least instructed to avoid this name. It's amazing.
Yes.
I think we've all had the experience, Bob, of that uncomfortable feeling sometimes when we're speaking to others about the Lord Jesus. Yet if we're talking about politics or sports or even philosophy or great historical figures, there's no problem. I was really impressed with this word here at the end, spoken to the overcomers in Philadelphia. They were commended for not denying his name. We really want to be those, don't we, Bob, that have just a little strength and don't deny his name.
Yes, Chris. The name Jesus is the highest name in the universe. It is a glorious name. It is a name that is above every name. Yet it is so strange that when we begin to speak to people, we use this name when we are talking to others, we feel uncomfortable. Why is this? Well, as Witness Lee pointed out to us, this is because Satan hates this name. We feel uncomfortable because Satan is there cheating us and lying to us. Actually, the name Jesus is the highest name in the universe. And to speak this name is glorious. What a privilege that we can speak the name of Jesus as we preach the gospel to people. And we can do everything and speak everything and have our entire being in the name of Jesus. We should not have any other name but the name of Jesus. We should live in this name, walk in this name, speak in this name, do everything in this name. And we should proclaim this name. What a privilege it is to proclaim the name of Jesus as we speak to people the gospel.
Bob, this must be striking evidence even to a thoughtful, unbelieving person. There is no indifference in the universe toward this name. It elicits a reaction Here it is a name, if it's just the name of a past historical figures, why 2,000 years later would this name have such an impact on people, positively or negatively? It's astounding, isn't it?
It is really astounding, and the reason is because, as Witness Lee pointed out, salvation is in this name. This name has been given among men, and it is for the purpose that men may be saved.
Well, Bob, there's another name for the Lord Jesus that's recorded here in Matthew chapter 1. And it's in verse 23. It says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Let's look at Emmanuel. Here again is Witness Lee.
Emmanuel. This is a name called by people with an amount of experience. You know, whenever you have some experience of Jesus, eventually you would say, "This is just God with me." Whenever you have some experiences of Jesus, you would say, "My, this is just God with me. This is nothing less than God with me. Jesus is God with me. Jesus is God with us. This is something proven by our experiences. God told us this is Jesus. After we received him and we experienced him, we will say, "My, this Jesus is just God with us." Isn't this wonderful? God is just with Jesus. And God is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was not only with God, but the Word was God. And this Word was made flesh by the name Jesus. Yes, He is Jesus, but after you experience Him, He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. All the time, you hear the gospel that Jesus is your comfort. Jesus is your rest. Jesus is your peace. Jesus is your life. Jesus is this to you and is that to you. If you would experience him, right away you would say, "My, this is just God. Not God far from me. Not God in the heavens, but God with us." Whatever Jesus is to us is God with us. God is your salvation. And that salvation, after you experience, you would say, "My, this salvation is just God with me." Yet Jesus is your patience. After you experience this patience, you would say, "My goodness, this patience is just God with me." Amen. Yes, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. But when you experience this way, when you experience this truth, you will say, "My, this way, this truth is just God with me. It's nothing less than God Himself with me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? Jesus is just God with us. In our experience, Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us every day, every hour, every moment, until the completion of this age. This present Jesus is with us, not only among us, but in our spirit.
Well, Bob, Jesus is Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means God with us. You and I were talking there as we were listening. This is really something that requires some degree of experience to really get into fully, doesn't it? All is contained in the name Emmanuel.
Yes, I appreciate these two names because the name Jesus is really a name for us to experience Jesus. This name is full of riches. Jehovah is in this name, and Jehovah is I am. That means He's everything. He's everything we need. He's everything we want. So by means of the name Jesus, we can experience this wonderful person and enjoy all the riches of what he is. As Witness Lee pointed out, it's like having a check written and signed, but with the amount left blank. Whatever you need, whatever you want, you fill in the amount, and the riches that are in the name of Jesus will be more than sufficient to pay this amount. So it's like having an uncountable wealth in the bank. Jesus is such a wonderful and inexhaustibly rich person, and God wants us to experience him. God wants us to enjoy him. God wants us even to be filled with this person, Jesus. So God gives us the name of Jesus so that by means of the name we may enjoy and experience the person. But as Witness Lee pointed out, the more we experience him, the more we realize that Jesus is God. He's Emmanuel. And he's God with us. He's not God far away in heaven, as many of us think God is far away from us. But God doesn't want to be far away from us. He wants to be with us. And not only with us, he wants to be in us. He wants to be everything to us. And this is what we have when we have the name of Jesus. And Jesus is indeed Emmanuel. He is God with us. The name Jesus was given by God, but the name Emmanuel is a name that is called by men after they have experienced this wonderful person, Jesus.
Bob, the two sides here, the two aspects, the name given by God and the name that really is a, I believe, an expression of our appreciation of the one whom we've experienced. It's a marvelous, marvelous picture, and it's such a tremendous way to bring this chapter to a conclusion after, you know, we've seen the genealogy, we've seen so many things, so many riches, but it all brings us back to this person, first to receive and then to experience and love and appreciate by virtue of Jesus, the real Emmanuel.
Yes, Chris, this whole chapter is the genealogy of Jesus, and it leads us at the end of the chapter to this wonderful person with these two wonderful names, so that we, by means of the name Jesus, just to say the name, you know, there's another hymn that I was recalling. It says, just to breathe the name of Jesus is to drink of life indeed. So when we breathe the name of Jesus, we drink of life. We receive this person and we enjoy him as the all-inclusive one who meets our every need. Then we realize, oh, this Jesus is a special one. He is a man, yet he is more than a man. He's God, and he's God with me.
Bob, we need to write more checks on this exhaustless account.
Yes, Chris, we need to write many more checks.
I really enjoyed our fellowship today, both your portion, our time together, and, of course, the sharing we heard from Witness Lee. Very enjoyable, and I think a very helpful, perhaps a revolutionary word here contained for God seekers. Thank you for being here. Today for Bob Danker, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.